This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, this is Slayer Swanson. I've been listening to your show for some time now, and I have a few stories that may seem out of the ordinary for most people, but for people like us, it may not be ordinary at all. It may just be something we all have seen or experienced. But my story begins when I was born. I was a prematured and stopped breathing for 5 minutes, and maybe that was my cause to be a foot in the door for the other side. Because after that, I have experienced many, many encounters that have boggled my mind and put me at different positions in my life. I live in a house here, and I had an experience with this little girl who is about 10 years old. And when I made contact with her as a paranormal investigator, that's kind of how I want to experience this stuff, is understand it more. My experience with this little girl, her name was Elizabeth. I got the name using a pair of dowsing rods. And the dowsing rods, you know, they can be used as a definitive yes, no answer device. I got the answers as her name was Elizabeth. She was 10 years old, and she has been living on this property since the late 1800s, since she had died of a form of hypothermia, or hypothermia itself. And I, as a paranormal investigator, I usually talk to these spirits quite often. I have heard a disemboweled voice of a dark voice, a deep voice as an older man coming through the vents in my old home, in this old home I have, saying, "Leave, get out." I cannot explain it. This man, who has been seen by my sisters, is a tall, dark figured man who would stand at the top or bottom of the stairs, depending on where you're standing. And I didn't believe the dream about this man. And I remember getting out of bed, and I knew I was asleep because I could see myself sleeping. And I go to this basement stairs. I'm standing at the top, and I'm looking down, and there he is. This guy, maybe about 6'1", and he's wearing a small brimmed hat. And this small brimmed hat, you know, was just enough to cover about the top of his forehead. And when I looked at him, all I could see was his face. I couldn't see his eyes across the bridge of his nose to the other eye. And it was all darkened out, like somebody had painted over him. But he looked at me, he pointed down to a certain spot, looked down where he pointed, and looked back at me, back down where he pointed, and it was gone. This was probably the strangest occurrence that I had with this tall, dark-figured man. And my house is one of the original still-standing houses in town that was built when the town was young. And this house, you know, had been through a lot. You know, it's still original with a lot of things, you know, a lot of trim and all this other stuff within the house. And there's another story I have that is about a little girl that I come in contact with while working at my job at the school. And I'm a part of the janitorial staff at my local high school. And I work, you know, evenings to nights or afternoons to nights. And I was working there after it, using my dowsing rods for a spirit session. And I had come across this little girl by the name of Claire. or Clara, if you would. And she said that her house was right behind the school that I worked at, that we are now going to be working on a new addition to this new high school. Well, I was working, trying to get my stuff done, go home for the night. I was at my elementary bathrooms trying to clean up. And looking south to the south wall of my school, or the south entrance, I, out of the corner of my eye, I see this little figure. It looked like the little girl, Clara, with a little blue dress and a little brown hair. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I looked towards it, and all of a sudden, I see this blue mass just moving behind the corner. I was freaked out. I didn't know what I was seeing, because, you know, honestly, I never saw this type of stuff before. I have all this paranormal accountings or witnessing, all this other stuff that is going on in my life. There are so many I could probably tell you an entire book of, but I recently lost my grandmother to back in July, and she was my last grandmother, grandparent left that I had, and I lived with her for about 3 years. And when she had passed away, I had an anxiety attack the night before, and I couldn't explain what it was. It was just like something was blocking my breathing, like something was telling me that something was going to happen. I didn't know exactly what it was. So the next day, it didn't seem like it wasn't much of a notion to pay attention to it, but then all of a sudden she was gone later that night, of that next day after my anxiety attack. And she was in bed, and this is about maybe, oh, I'd have to say about 6 o'clock in the morning or so, when she had the heart attack and she passed away later on at the hospital after all that. She passed on, and then about a month later, I had a, you know, I was all by myself in this house, and that's all it was, just me and my dog. But every now and then, my dog will look at a certain spot while I'm standing in a certain part of the room. She'll look at this certain spot, and I look there, and she's looking at the picture of my grandmother, and there is no, I mean, she was close to the dog, she was close to the dog, and my grandmother at times would visit me in my sleep. Like, I had dreams about her, you know, just the regular missing her type of dreams. But one night was out of the ordinary. I had dreams that I was awake, a vivid dream that I was awake, and she was sitting there in my bedroom. And we had this conversation. I can't remember the life of me what the conversation was about. But that was a heartwarming, that was a heartwarming moment, you know, as far as the dream was, because I remember seeing her as she was. But I've had many other accounts as far as this house was connected to the museum that's in my hometown. And the museum that has a book's worth of paranormal stories. I was walking through the museum, and there was only myself and the curator, nobody else. And I walked from one room to another room, and when I stepped out of the threshold, I felt as if somebody had taken their index and their thumb and grabbed a piece of my shirt on the top right corner or shoulder and my lower left shoulder, back, and, you know, proceeded to pull. And I didn't know what it was. That was the first time I had anything physical happen to me as far as something, you know, grabbing a piece of clothing or actually touching me. And I actually feel like if I was in a room with someone else, you know, that would touch me. I haven't had anything like that ever happen again. But I have had the physical sense, or the feeling that somebody is always there. You know, I can always know when who it is, if it's malevolent or if it's a nice, easygoing spirit that just wants to say, be there and say hello. But like I said, I got many, many more stories and more to come as soon as I progress my paranormal investigations throughout my life. Those are just a few of my experiences with the paranormal and the ghosts. I would like to thank you all for the great work you do for this show and keeping me entertained while I work at night all by myself. And I thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great day. Hopefully I can hear my own story on your show one of these days. Thank you very much.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.